When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You didn't zip it all the way down, Pay. You just zip.
Once it gets a little more fiery on Friday, I might check it out. You know, some of these games going on, I might get a little hot on the collar. But fellas, hey, it's, man, Friday.
I got a new screen in my media room here, man. I just got to get it painted and stuff, but I got to turn my desk around, put it back on that wall so I can look at the TV, because Peyton told me that it's a FCC violation to have the TV on in your background, and that's, I don't want to get myself in trouble or SCN in trouble.
Yeah, that's why mine is
big on the side.
On the side, mine
right here on the side, big on the side.
Don't worry, next Friday you see me, you will see this wall in front of me, and it's blank. But this wall ain't no good no more anyway, so it don't matter.
Speaking of TV, man, it's Friday, man. Mm-hmm. It's about to go on to the weekend. No. But keep the desk down, G. I got a question about. You know, a lot of people are snowed in right now this weekend. What are you all binging, man? I ain't got nothing to watch right now.
Well, you pay. You know, I'd get out with the Marvel. So, you know, X-Men 97 came out.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men 97 came out. I done already watched it twice. I think I'm going to watch it again tonight, falling asleep, man. It's off the hook. It made my childhood days with the big bowls of cereal come back, bro. I was happy. I was happy like with a big bowl of cereal and a big spoon. Like, man, the X-Men's is killing them.
I forgot. And Invincible's back too now, right?
Yes, sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, show is.
What kind of cereal, Big G?
Fruit Loops.
Over there on Kenilworth?
Fruit Loopies. The Loopies.
If you made a top 5 list of cereals, Saturday morning cereals, Fruit Loops is not making a top 5.
For me, it's numero uno.
Hey, Pay, he a little older than you, man. My number one, Cookie Crisp, though.
Big, that's number two.
That's
top five. CTC is definitely number one.
CTC?
Yes. Yes.
What is CTC?
Captain Crunch?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, I like that too. Yeah.
Come on, like Cinnamon G. Toast Crunch. Crunch berries. Don't you forget on Crunch.
I like Crunch. Captain Crunch, I like Crunch berries.
Yes.
Crunch berries.
Yes.
I can roll with Cinnamon Toast Crunch because they was in there probably like in the five range though for that one.
Yep.
Tim Lyons in the chat said, "Breakfast, best breakfast is cold pizza." You know what, Tim?
Adult breakfast maybe, but not kids. Cereals.
Hey, I'm not going front. Cold pizza does go hard sometimes. It does slap. I like cold
especially
pizza
especially if it's, well, you got Chicago pizza, pay. But hey, I put Lima pizza up there. I ain't had Chicago pizza but twice before.
But, Fat Jack slamming.
Hey, man, Lima got some good pizza, man.
Slamming, Fat Jack's slamming pizza.
I think Pay think it's disrespect to even put it on a level saying
Chicago pizza like lasagna, man. It's like this.
Nope, that's Chicago deep dish pizza. We have a lot of different variations of Chicago pizza.
They do.
I don't know. I've never had Lima, so I'm not gonna say anything about it. I will only say it's disrespectful to put New York and Detroit on the same Detroit. List. Detroit.
Yeah, no, Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. I buy this frozen pizza called Motor City Pizza, man. It's deep dish.
Slamming.
Yes. I add to it though. You know, I might cook some Italian sausage, sprinkle it on there, throw some extra cheese and onions and load it up. And it's good, man. But yeah, Detroit really has some good pizza. Now, I used to eat Detroit pizza all the time because my mom, when she remarried after divorcing my dad after years, my stepdad lived in Detroit, and we would go back and forth from Lima to Detroit, which is like a 2-hour drive every other weekend.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time in Detroit. They pizza. Shout out to Buddy's Pizza. Buddy's still around. I heard them say that on BMF one day, man. That's how much Buddy's is.
Still there. Geno's is too in Detroit. Killing them. Geno's killing them in Detroit and Buddy's. Yeah, hey, Tate, you want me to answer that for Jeremiah?
Yeah, Jeremiah asked you a question.
In the MCU, Jeremiah? Long live the king. Long live the king. He gone. My boy T'Challa, he gone, bro. But the new T'Challa, his son, King T'Challa, baby T'Challa, in the next Black Panther movie going to be out there killing him. So long live the king, T'Challa.
I respect that, number one.
Mm-hmm. What he said? My son had a JV basketball game. So I just getting home to set up. I heard Big G is going off on the Steelers fan. Yeah, I'm going off. But we're going to get to it tonight. I'm letting them have it. I'm about tired of it. But we're going to get to it after we get the rundown, man.
Shout out to Steelers Fanatic 78. Shout out to Brandon Watson. Thanks for joining. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Jay Steed in the building. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jay Sneed say Fat Jackson Beer Barrel.
Boss.
I agree with you. Hey.
Boss.
I'm top two, but don't sleep on. Don't sleep Pats. On.
Pats.
Pats late. Pats. Pats are good. Pats is good, but it's good because you can go there at 3:30 in the morning and get a whole pizza.
Get a big pizza.
You know what I mean? So it's the time of day you getting that pizza that makes it maybe better than what it is. Like I said, it ain't good, but maybe makes it better than what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was gonna say Westgate though.
Oh yeah, big, it's hitting too.
Westgate hitting.
Yeah, Westgate pizza is great. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day, man, I used to, you know, Chuck's and Cappy. We OGs, Big G.
Yeah, we know about all
Chuck's the and Cappy's, and I even used to mess with Regali's, man.
Regali's still hitting too, Tate.
Regali's still there?
Still hitting.
Man, I've been still going hitting. 20 years, man. I ain't know Regali's was still there.
Big business. Maybe packed out.
Yeah, man, packed out. Asking the question so we can get to the stuff we got to talk about. Man, you might have watched this already. I just recently watched. I might have even talked about it. True Detective.
Oh, yeah. You finished it?
Yeah, I started with season 3, the one with Herschel, Mahershala Ali.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. I heard about it back in 2014. A coworker of mine told me, like, you need to check it out. The first one was really good with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. The second season had your boy that played Vince Vaughn was in it, and the other dude that played Crockett in Miami Vice.
Yeah, I forgot his
Colin
name.
Farrell.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. Yeah, he's in
that. Yeah, that one wasn't as good. See, season 4 had Jodie Foster in it. That was the newest one, and it was good. It was kind of creepy. It was dark country. They was up in the Antarctic, like in Alaska, and it was dark all the time. So, you know, they were trying to figure out a murder there. That was good. I haven't yet watched. I'm saving, like, my fourth episode of BMF came on tonight. Mm. I'm going to binge watch. That's what I'm going to binge. That's why I ain't watched none of them yet.
Mm-hmm.
4 episodes in, so.
That's a good binge watch.
Yeah.
Mm. And I all right. Go ahead.
Only thing I'm binging is this. March Madness.
Oh, yeah, that's what's on TV. If the TV was on, as soon as I get out of here, man, the Cavs is on too. I was ready to, I should have turned my, if I knew that, I'd turn my desk around before show started. But yeah. Right. Okay, Big G, go ahead, man. Whatever, what you got for us, Big G? Me and Pay here to give you some expert analysis.
All right, man. Before we get to the rundown, we want to thank all y'all for listening and rocking with us on Fans First Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast. Everybody in the live chat, make sure you like, subscribe, make sure you hit the like button, share with all your friends, and we're going to get to it. Now, we got a rundown tonight, but I got a question, one last question to ask about all this football stuff, man. That I got to ask to pay and Tate, because I got something to say about it. Which fan base just makes you sick to your stomach? And you'd be like, man, listen, I can't take this, man. I want to know from both of y'all, who is it?
You want me to say first?
Yeah, it don't matter. Either one.
Dallas Cowboys all day.
The Dallas Cowboys make you sick to your stomach.
I don't never get that emotionally involved or upset or however you want to say it. But Dallas Cowboy fans get on my nerves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Even more than Browns fans.
Mm. Okay. Any particular reason outside of just getting on your nerves?
Because they're always talking, man. Every year they go to the Super Bowl for the last 30 years. Troy Aikman ain't walking through that locker room. Jerry Jones ain't great to be my age again. So, big I fact. Mean, I don't know what they be talking about, man. Like, I mean, you know, you got homies, man. You know how the homie CB is, Cecil, and your brother Mod, and
my your other brother Rod.
You got a whole bunch of people, man. I mean, so yeah, Cowboy fans just, I got a couple cousins. Cowboy fans just get under my skin because they talk so much. Like we had an intervention with Mod the other day, man, about why it's smart not to re-sign Dak.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear it.
He didn't want to hear it.
He was big biased.
It's smart. We'll talk about that later. But
who get on your nerves, Pay? Who get on your nerves?
Oh my God, that's a loaded question. I want to say, I mean, the easy answer is the Packers fans. But a lot of it is because they be dunking on us, and it irritates my soul because the Bears allow it. But I think just from a fan perspective, like I don't care what the team does. And they just annoy me just because every time I hear them talk, it's gotta be KC fans. And I say fans with the quotation marks around it.
You mean Pat Mahomes fans? You mean Patty Mahomes?
Yes, that's what I mean. I mean the Pat Mahomes fans. And I like Pat Mahomes, but you know. I've never been a fan of the Johnny come lately. So, the guys are just like, you know what? I just like to watch here and there. And then they found the new thing. And it's.
That's kind of the same thing. If you remember Pay back in the day when you was a little fella, that's how that was with Jordan. So many people jumped on the Bulls bandwagon, man. Patrick Mahomes, just that next GOAT thing right now. And that's who they jumping on. Yep. Ain't nobody thought about liking Kansas City that ain't from the Midwest right there.
Big facts.
Yeah.
Big old facts.
That's true.
Hey, so listen, man. Y'all ain't going to like what I'm going to say, man. But you know who's starting to get on my nerves, man? Steeler fans. I'm a diehard Steeler fan. But Steeler fans is getting on my nerves, bro. I am so sick of all these people hating on Omar Khan, hating on Mike Tomlin, hating on Russell Wilson, hating on Justin Fields is sickening. It is really sickening. So I'm a diehard. I'm not going nowhere. I've been riding with the Steelers since 78, 79. I'm not going nowhere. And I got pictures to prove it and family to prove it. So I'm not going nowhere. But for all y'all that Johnny come latelys came jumping in with Roethlisberger, y'all, we haven't been the same since Big Ben and all whatever else. Y'all need to stop it. Y'all need to get to kicking some rocks. Y'all need to stop with the whole thing, clobbering our team. If you're going to criticize them so bad, you might need to take a walk. For real. Because it's Steeler Nation till we die. Listen, it's not like I don't have friends that's been Steeler. Heck, my boy, the OG Shannon, triple OG. Shannon, the OG, bro, when it comes to the Steelers. There was times where he didn't like it. But Shannon loved what Omar Khan and them doing, bro. So all these dudes, you sound a little zesty. That's what you sound a little zesty, and you zesty? Sound like a little zesty. They sound a little zesty, and they need to stop it with all the crying, all the whatever else. If you don't like what's going on with the team, go get a new team. Pay just told you, Muggs is jumping on with Kansas City, jumping on with Philadelphia, jumping on with Chicago, jump on with the new team. Go get another team. But if you're going to cheer for the Steelers, bro, we all in.
Can I play
we all advocate? In, bro. We all in. So stop the mess. Stop it.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Go ahead.
For one, I do agree with Claude Bishop. Don't put him in a matrix for this. Tomlin does deserve his criticism. No one is above
his
critique.
And share all coaches. Somebody gonna get it from somewhere, and they deserve it.
Yes. No one is above critique. But can it be that the Steelers have, with all their history over the last 50 years, they have made their fan base entitled? Is that fair? Is that fair to say?
That's fair.
If they are entitled and they are spoiled brats, as you called them.
Not spoiled brat. I said entitled. I didn't say spoiled brat.
Entitled. Entitled. Mm-hmm. If they are entitled because they expect something and they're not into it for the journey, they just want the destination being winning, right? Mm-hmm. I believe, Tate, I think you said that last year when I said that I think the Steelers should just go ahead and tank the rest of that season. You say, no, this is the standard is the standard. We don't do that in Pittsburgh. We expect winning, right? So if they do, you know, get loud and clamor for a certain, you know, what word I'm looking for? A certain outcome, right? Can it be just because they're used to it from Pittsburgh? Is that fair?
Well, the standard is the standard. I don't disagree with that. And I agree with Tate 100% by saying that all coaches deserve some criticism. But the issue is, y'all, so who are you comparing him to? Bill Cowher? They equal. We already did all that research. We had a whole freaking show about it. Who are you comparing him to? Chuck Knoll? Football was different in the 70s, bro. It's not, there was no free agency. Dudes couldn't just
walk. I'm comparing him to Andy Reid.
Okay.
Because that's the measuring stick right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Belichick. Andy Reid got them confetti game trophies, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm comparing him to Andy Reid. But the thing is, what Steeler fans don't necessarily take into consideration, because a 10-7 season making the playoffs with Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph, that's not, I mean, I don't know what you expected. Like, facts. You know what I mean? I don't know what you expected. We get too full of ourselves to not see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. I mean, we got it, and Pay said it before. Pay said he wouldn't trade Tomlin if he for two first round picks. We was talking about trading Tomlin last year.
So 2 years ago, we was talking
because about that's where it starts with the coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Players want to come play for him. He's great defensively. Mm-hmm. Now I think they're getting the offense together. So we'll see. But at the end of the year, only one team wins the Super Bowl.
That's big facts.
Every year, 32 teams, only one team get that Lombardi, that LB. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got to say on it, man.
I wasn't there for your when you all did the Cowher versus Tomlin discussion. Mm-hmm. Again, this is me playing devil's advocate. Has the Cowher ever go a 8-year stretch without a playoff win?
No. Ooh. No, no.
I don't think
he went three or four years. He went 2 or 3 or 4 years with it. He had horrible records. He had records where he was six and ten.
He got about three of them on his resume.
Yeah, yeah. But never, not 8 playoff years in a row with no playoff. But Cowher blew a lot of games too.
Oh yeah,
like, I mean, Cowher blew a lot of games. So you know, it as far as wins and losses, Super Bowl appearances, and all whatever else, it's basically the same.
Listen,
what's S. Dresden say?
Listen, the second you put Mitchell in the game, you're blowing the game. So
and that's what happened. And you tried to tell us, Pay. I kind of commented that to Joey the other night. Like you told us, we had a thing where I said where Tate and G was right and where we was wrong. We was wrong. Me and G both said the Steelers quarterback room was top five. Mm-hmm. We sure said was. That with Mason, Mitch, and Kenny. We said that. I can't believe That's one of the worst takes ever on tape.
Probably.
And you said a lot of crazy stuff, Big G, but that's definitely probably mine.
Hey, man, can I address this with Dresden, bro?
Man, read his comment.
G, thank you, Dresden, for the comment, too, by the way. G, you can't tell lifelong Steeler fans that they aren't fans because they don't funk with Tomlin, brother. I didn't say Tomlin. If you listen to my conversation, I said Tomlin, Omar Khan, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. That's where I'm hearing. Tate saw some of the comments where people, because I get out on social media and I'll be out there talking mess to people. And I'm like, man, I can't even cuss the way they was cussing at me on Facebook and other social media sites, telling me this, that, and this, and all the derogatory stuff they were saying.
That's why I don't go in them rooms, Big G. And I think you find yourself subconsciously taking up more for Tomlin, because I think there's an element of that is rooted in racial things.
Big facts. You know what I mean?
So you find yourself subconsciously defending them, but he's not above reproach. Like Pace said, he can be critiqued, and there's some stuff that he does that's wrong. But believe Steeler fans, if the Steelers got rid of Tomlin tonight, March 21st, and today the 21st.
Crying like a baby.
But he would have a job March 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the morning.
Somebody will get rid of somebody to bring Tomlin in.
In the morning.
He'd call up Mayflower to pack up this dude's stuff and bring Tomlin on in.
You trying to get rid of what's his name?
Eberflus?
Oh, Eberflus. Any Eberflus? Where my son at? Eberflus is adios muchachos.
Tomlin probably would be worth that number 9 pick. I won't say number 1, but he'd be worth that number 9.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what the first thing that was coming out of my mind, but yes, you can have that pick. If the Steelers got to get another high pick out of me, yes, you can have that for Tomlin. That one I'm good with.
All right, fellas, look, before we get to the next topic, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you're watching us live on YouTube, we appreciate everybody over in the chat land. Get them algorithms up, make you hit the like button, share, and subscribe. If you're listening to us on all this podcast lands out there, give us time to get a word from our partners, and we'll be right back after a quick word on the Fans First Sports Network Homies Overtime Podcast. And we're back with the Homies Overtime Podcast on Fans First Sports Network. Sitting in there with the homies, my boy Tate Boy Fresh, my boy Payday. Tate, why you pull that comment up, bro? What's going on right there, bro?
No, I mean, it's just a well thought out comment. I like to put, when people take time to type something up and it gives us something to think about or discuss. I mean, it's his opinion. Still, it haven't been good on both sides of the ball. We had the killer bees. The defense wasn't good. We got smashed by Jacksonville 42-38 in the shootout. That game against Cleveland, Big Ben kind of gave that away with his 5 turnovers and Pouncey snapping the ball over his head to start the game.
Big facts.
You know, the last time we won a Steeler-like game in the playoffs was against Kansas City. Boswell hit 6 field goals. We didn't even score. We ain't been scoring for a minute. Even last time we won a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, in the playoff games we did score, the defense was giving up or Ben was turning it over. So that's why I put up who was that?
DK Storm. Dark Storm, yeah, DKR.
Dark Storm's comment, man. Thanks for the comment, Dark Storm.
Yeah, well thought.
Yeah, go ahead, Big G, and transition to whatever you want me and Petty to give you expert analysis on.
Here we go, man. Bracket busting been going on all over the place.
Oh.
Upset alert in the NCAA tournament, man. I want to know, first of all, did y'all do a bracket, and is your bracket busted? And why is it busted? Who did you have faith in that didn't deserve it?
Yeah, I've done 10 brackets.
10 brackets?
I've done 10. That's light for me.
Out there, big killing them. Big facts. Out there, big killing
them. I mean, as far as on the whole, I'm doing well. I mean, I love this time of year.
Pause.
But the team that I put too much faith in is Auburn. Put way too much faith in them. I had them in the Elite Eight. And them boys is gone. They didn't make it. They didn't even win a game. You lost to Yale. You lost. How does Auburn lose to a bunch of nerds?
Was they trash, Pay?
I don't want to go that far.
They had that one dude that was stroking, hitting balls, but you know, he was getting it in, just like the dude from Northwestern. I mean, I didn't do any brackets, second year in a row, proud of myself. I'm starting to feel about brackets like I'm starting to feel about fantasy football, man. When it's time, it's just too much, man. I mean, we got our fantasy football league that Pay is the defending champ of right now. That's two for you, right? So, man, you're the only two with two.
That's right. That's right. G, get your weight up.
Y'all almost got me to cussing, man. It almost came out. That's why you hear me say, because I wanted to say something real bad.
But no, nah, man, bad. That's why I feel the same about fantasy football. But that's why I do the league at my barber shop and the league that we do. I'm committed to that just because it's fun. It's us, a bunch of us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like everything else, you do one at work, you're getting other people leagues. It just get too much. And I feel the same thing about the brackets now, man. I just want to watch the – like, I don't know what game I want to watch. I don't know what the score is of Nebraska, Texas A&M. That's the game I was watching before I had to cut the TV off. I just want to go watch the games, man. I don't want to have no interest in any. I'm rooting for, like, Michigan State tomorrow against North Carolina. Not because I don't necessarily like North Carolina, just because I want to see Pay bracket.
Hey, I knew he was going to come up out of it. I knew it as soon as you said it.
If I got to go out there and play myself, I'm ready. North Carolina's not losing to no Michigan State. Izzo is our son. We take them out. Big Ten cannot beat us at all. We got this going on. Yeah. North Carolina's got to win, man. Don't even worry. I'm glad you didn't put no money on this because you'd have lost. You'd have lost big. Carolina for the win.
Wait. Who said I ain't putting no money on it? Pay.
No, don't put no money on that. Take. Get your money back.
I'm talking to you, bro. Oh.
Come talk to me, man. Come talk to me. Don't talk to me. I love donations. Whatever we can do, hey, our standard thing.
No.
We bank cash.
Straight cash.
I want to hear my Cash App ding when that game over with. So go ahead and put the standard gentlemen's on it.
We got it. We got it up.
Hey, Tate, Texas A&M beat the brake shoes off of Nebraska, 98-83.
First Big Ten team to go down.
Yeah, mopped. Beat the brake shoes off of them.
But, man, what's up with Kentucky? Somebody, the dude in Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Paul, is it Zerline or –
It start with a Z. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah. It start with a Z. It do.
He said, compare John Calipari to Mike Tomlin.
Flawed comparison.
Dude be hating all the time, man. I feel like he just got a glass half empty take on all his takes regarding Pittsburgh Steelers, and you know,
ooh, I want to get him.
He up there in the Pittsburgh Post Gazette and stuff like that. But what he said, because Calipari lost three times in the last 4 years in the first round, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
It might be true.
Yeah, so he comparing that to Calipari. But thing is, in football, you get one draft pick, right? I mean, each round.
Yeah,
and depending on where you finish, is where you draft that. Calipari bringing them boys. Them boys in from everywhere, top recruits, blue chippers, all the time.
And getting smoked.
So to me, it's different there. But the thing is, Calipari has to change his calculus, man, because that ain't working no more in the days of the NIL and kids staying in school, getting money. They're not even kids no more. Some of these jokers 21, 22 years old, and you're rolling out there with 17, 18, 19 years old. You're going to get beat. Yeah, so what? I think Calipari, no pun intended, has to change his calculus. That system is not going to keep working. The one and done system is not going to work no more in college basketball.
Right, because in college basketball, the NIL money has leveled the playing field. Tate, you said it absolutely. And dudes ain't going, listen, they going somewhere to shine and get that big bread. I mean, that's how it works. Now, if I pair up with two or three dudes, you know, but we all gonna make sure we get ours, and then we gonna have, you know, and go to the next level. But kids can go anywhere now and get bread. You could go to a Pac-12 or now Pac-2 school like the USC Trojans or Oregon and all whatever else. That kid from Oregon hit 40 first game in the tournament. Draft stock moving up. So you're absolutely right and correct by saying that, you know, Calipari's style. And it's not fair. And that's, see, that's why I'll be, man, I'll be, ooh, I'll be wanting to get him. I'll be wanting to get him. Talking about Tomlin? How dare you?
The homie Monster 313. I'm guessing that 313 mean he in the D. He said, no, Michigan State all the way. And we got our homie Tim Lyons rolling with Michigan State. But I think Tim just hating on you, Pay.
Tim Bias.
Right. I don't believe Tim really think Michigan State gonna win or he rooting for him. He just wanna say UNC gonna lose.
Yeah, he
biased. Oh, wait, Thomas said UNC going down.
Ooh.
This is a Big Ten friendly show. I understand. I'm not. I don't harbor any.
Pitt's the ACC.
What do you mean? Pitt moved to the ACC. That's really a Big Ten school. But
it's really a Big East school. Pitt is.
Well, yeah. They're really a Big East school. But
old school Big East.
Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, rather. It's Big Ten sympathizers. So I get it. You all got a ride for Michigan State. Do your thing. But when they get smoked, I'll still be here to, you know, I'll still welcome you all back.
Remember, Pay,
I didn't say anything. I'm just being shh right now. Shh. Nothing.
Well, it's about time. Surprise, you ain't throw no crazy take out there. But one thing Tom Izzo is about.
Right.
Defense. That smoke.
Defense.
Is what we is.
So, Pay, this is the only question I got about North Carolina. Can another guard handle it? Because you know that's what Izzo's known for. Izzo going to take away your best option. Baby boy ain't going to be getting all them shots off. He ain't going to, I'm telling you. Izzo will fire all his guards
Matrix,
out to make Matrix sure he don't
pay.
Get
it. Matrix for Claude?
Of course not.
Carolina.
Of course
Carolina
not.
Carolina by 15?
Carolina by 15. That's fair.
You believe that?
That's fair.
You believe that?
That's fair. Hey. It's fair. Carolina by 15. It's fair. You don't think Michigan State's that good of a team? Come on.
Hey,
you know better than that.
He going to take – what's his name? Davis? He going to take that guard away, Pay. He going to take it away. This will file out all his guards to make sure they take him away.
Can I get another standard and you give me 10? We got our regular.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for another. I ain't asking for 15. I'm asking for 10.
You want so you're putting a line at 10. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Michigan State. Okay. I'll take that too. I'll take that.
There we go.
Pay, you're gonna be big broke. you're making too many. You're gonna be big broke, bro. Stop it, Pay. I'm gonna have to get sold on my sign and tell you to stop it. He's trying to fleece you, man. Don't go for it. Don't go for it, man. He's trying to get you, man. I'm telling you. All right, man. So look, we got topic number two. All right, the seeding in the NCAA women's tournament. Why in the world did they put LSU, Iowa, South Carolina? Why did they put all them in different brackets and they loaded like two out of the three in one bracket to not make sure that they didn't get the finals with LSU, South Carolina, Iowa, and whoever else you want to put in there? Why did the NCAA women's tournament do that?
Those teams are not. I haven't looked at the women's bracket yet.
Iowa and South Carolina will meet in the regionals.
Iowa, no. Iowa and LSU will meet in the regional final.
Iowa and LSU will reach in the finals. Yeah, they'll reach
regional,
the regional finals.
That would be so. Yeah. That's Elite Eight.
So who the four number one seeds?
Iowa, South Carolina, USC, I believe, and what's the other one?
It was either Ohio State or Stanford.
Yeah, Stanford. Stanford's the other one.
Yeah. But they didn't pair the four best teams to the must watch games.
You watch the Elite Eight though.
Yeah, if they both make it that way, if they both make it down to the Elite Eight, which I the way I see it,
Texas was the number one seed. They're right. Thank you, Shea Butter. Texas was the number one seed.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're playing for the money now. I love this. I love it for women's hoops. It's good. It's come. It's been a long time coming. I've been telling people for decades that, you know, you need to support it. Basketball is basketball. It's genderless, but they're playing for the viewers. They know women's basketball right now has to strike while the iron's hot. More people are interested than ever before. Mm-hmm. So they know that people are going to tune in for the battle of a, you know what, with Iowa versus LSU. So that's why you put them in the same, to put them in the same region. You put them in the same region so you can almost guarantee that there's a rematch, because you fireworks, the ratings are going to be crazy, and I can't wait.
That is going to be crazy ratings, because it's going to be like when the Celtics used to play the Lakers back in the 80s. You know what that was about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, same kind of thing.
Dichotomy.
Man. Yeah. Good choice of vernacular, good choice of words. But but yeah, man. So Ohio State is a two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In whose bracket? And where at? With who?
I'm about to pull it up. I'm keep talking. I'm about to pull it up.
Ohio State's a two? I thought UCLA was the two in that bracket. Yeah, look that up.
I'm pulling it up now.
Ohio State was in the top five all year. They should be at least a two.
Yeah.
Somewhere, I don't know where. That's why I said I ain't looked at no bracket yet. But I will start this weekend, probably tomorrow.
Hold on. Keep going.
You know what? No, Ohio State and Connecticut's in the same region. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So that's going to be, if they end up meeting each other, that's going to be a good game too. Ohio State is good. Ohio State's really good. They are actually the best player in that matchup is with UConn. But Ohio State got a squad, man. Gino, it's been a while. It's been a while for Gino since Don Staley and the rest of them came and took over. He's got a fight on his hands, and I cannot wait for the game too.
Think about Gino been around so long. He was getting it in with Pat Summitt back in the day. He took over for her, Fox best coach in women's basketball. And Tennessee used to always be a monster, man. So did UConn.
Mm-hmm.
They had Tennessee women's man was beastly, man.
Yeah, they were.
I just don't think that they can recruit the same way that they used to, y'all.
A third of the WNBA was Tennessee grads at one point.
Yeah. At one point, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, but it looks like they're two, y'all.
Yeah, Ohio State's a two.
Yeah, it looked like they're two. Yep.
Paige, is Shea Butter agrees with you? You can read the comment. Thanks for the comment, is Shea Butter.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's she. Paige, I believe you are right. I think it would be a rematch between LSU and SC for the national title. If all the chips fall where they may, and usually on the women's side, it goes more chalk than it does on the men's side. Mm-hmm. So it is the closest thing you can say to a safe bet that they do meet up in the middle. The only thing I can say, I'm sure SC won't get tripped up. Now LSU could get tripped up because they got, again, they're in the same region with Iowa. Mm-hmm. So they can get tripped up right there. And whoever comes out of the other region, whether it be UConn, Ohio State, they're just as good as LSU. So
you know, hey, Payne, why you hesitated whether it's Shea Butter was a male or a female?
The spelling of Shea.
Okay,
could be female or male.
You think it's a male Shea Butter? Hey, just tell us Shea Butter. not that we have to know, but it's just we'll know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I got I'm with Pay.
He said he's a guy. He's a guy. Yeah, that makes sense. Pay, you was right on. That's a Gistradamus.
Hey, I know. Remember Coon's brother named Shea?
Yep.
Shea Williams. The dude can hoop, man.
It sure could play that big basketball. Hooper. Beast. Yeah, big basketball.
I wonder if he's still, but now he'll probably, he older than us. Mm-hmm. But he was a hooper.
Legs gone.
But yeah, man. I got Don Staley and SC winning it all, though. And they are looking for that rematch of LSU South Carolina because they'll fight. That's same thing Pay was talking about with Iowa LSU. So if LSU get by that, you're going to have South Carolina against Caitlin Clark, or you're going to have South Carolina versus LSU in that whole rivalry thing and that fight that everybody got kicked out of a couple weeks ago. So it's a win-win, man. They know what they're doing, like Pay said.
Are you more excited for the men's tournament or the women's tournament? Yes or no? Which one? Women's or men's?
I'm equal.
Nah,
I'm going to watch them both.
I'm definitely going to watch both, but I'm always more excited because, you know, these my boys, man. Carolina, they're my boys. I don't have a rooting interest on the women's side. Women. So, yeah. Right. So yeah. I'm just showing up for a good time. Not for a long time, just a good time.
North Carolina plays South Carolina next, Pay.
You say women. Oh, yeah, I know. They're gonna get smashed.
Well, you can put some more rooting interest after tomorrow because your t-shirt, you have to worry about them till next season.
No, man. This is our time. This is our time. March, we got to show up. March, we got to show. You know, this was a tough week for me in sports. I had a lot of emotions with one of my teams. This team doesn't let me down. This team's going to show up for me. I got faith.
Hey, don't go silent. We're going to put you on suicide watch. We're going to be all ears. It's going to be in the chat line, you know, in the private chat. We're going to put you on suicide lot. Don't be out there silent. You be out there sticking your chest out and talking strong. You better be.
Hey, last week when UNC lost to North Carolina State and Justin Fields got traded that same day.
Tough day.
Radio silence.
Bro,
it was a lot of emotions, man. It was St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. I put an all poor APB out on you, bro. I was like, anybody is available to see Payday anywhere. Please make sure you let me know, and I want video evidence that he is okay. Because it was a hard week last week.
Hey, Big G sent out an Amber Alert for you.
Sure did. Phone was ringing. Payday, let me know where he at. I need to see him. I need video evidence that he's okay. Because he had a hard week last week, boy. It was rough. All right, listen, y'all. We're going to take one more quick commercial break. Get a quick word from our partners. If you're watching us live on Fans First Sports Network, Homies Overtime Podcast on YouTube, we're going to pause for a little second, pay some bills, get a word from our partners. We'll be right back with the Homies Overtime on Fans First Sports Network live. Give us a second. And we're back now with the Fans First Sports Network Homies Overtime Podcast, live on YouTube. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, make sure that you hit that button, you listen to it, you share it with a friend, and get the message out there about the Homies Overtime, which is on FFSN. Tay Boy Fresh, Payday, fellas, another topic. Pay, you're going to like this one. Clemson hooked up with the Florida State Seminoles and filed a lawsuit to get the stepping out of the ACC, bro.
Yeah, they joined FSU's lawsuit.
Yep. They saying we don't owe y'all no bread. Nothing. We saying adios, muchachos. So how soon before the ACC is cooked? That's what I want to know.
For those unaware, G loves this topic. He said
he just said we gonna love this. I'm thinking like this is your thing, Big G. I don't even know what we talking about.
Big facts. Do the research. Why pay talking?
This is 3 months? No. This is March. Yeah, so 2 months ago, when FSU got left out of the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. G said it was over for them, and they're gonna fight their way out of the ACC. I told him that is cap. They're not going anywhere until the ACC allows it, and no one's going to force them to do anything. And I'm standing on that, G. There's no court in this country that's built on courts that are going to allow that unless Clemson and FSU can prove that they were forced to sign that contract. Guess where they're going to stay? They're going to stay in the ACC, or they're going to pay that $150. There's no third option.
You saying to get out, they're going to have to pay the $150 million.
What is their argument to get out?
It cost them, especially now that
they agreed to that.
Wait. Especially now when they agreed that there was no 14-team play. Well, it's a 12-team, which they've already expanded to a 14-team. So it's going to be a 14-team We're going to get a 12-team playoff for 1 year, a 14-team playoff the year after that. So what they're saying is that the Big Ten and the SEC is already locked in and saying that they get a bye, automatic bye and pass. So the 2-1 seeds like the AFC and NFC will get a bye. And then everybody else got to fight with what they know. And Clemson and Florida State is saying that because of the TV, I mean, because of the deal we locked in with the ACC, y'all, we need out of this because you messing up our revenue. You messing up our ability to be a one seed because we ain't in the SEC or the Big Ten. That's what they saying.
I don't think that's a very good argument there, G.
Yeah, couldn't they still have not been a one seed? I mean, because ACC is weak. If you're playing a SEC schedule and a Big Ten schedule, you're playing a better team, so it's more likely you get through that gauntlet, you're going to be a number one seed. And would any of this be happening if Jordan Travis didn't get hurt? Would we even be talking about this?
No, we wouldn't.
Right.
Well, Florida State filed first and now Clemson.
They didn't file until they got left out. You see how those two things are married?
Yeah. I don't disagree. But what I'm saying is that now that their agreement is for the 25 playoff, that the Big Ten
Brent Howell said, where are they going to go, Big G?
Where Clemson and Florida State
Where they going to go?
Florida State will go to the SEC. Clemson will go to the Big Ten.
Do the SEC want Florida State?
Absolutely.
They got a footprint in Florida Florida.
Yeah, exactly. You got to remember that. You got to remember this is all about TV revenue. SEC gets no more money for adding Florida State. So it's not really you're not really selling them on that. From a dollar and cent standpoint. Now, Big Ten, they'll take Clemson because the Big Ten's not in South Carolina. So they would get a foothold in that TV market, and they would love that.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about Notre Dame.
Notre Dame better jump. Well, I said what it said on
I know it's a part of it. That's why I said tell me about it. I'm trying to make myself interested in this, G.
So Notre Dame has to – Notre Dame's television deal ends with NBC at the end of this season. So going into 2025, they don't have a television deal that like how they've traditionally had with NBC and all whatever else. And the NBC network, the ESPN network, and the Fox network are very hesitant to sign a deal with Notre Dame because they said they're not going to be relevant anymore. What's made Notre Dame relevant all along is their ability to play that coast-to-coast conference schedule. And what's happening is these big conferences is like, we ain't playing, y'all. We going to play who we play in our conference. So Notre Dame is almost forced into joining a conference based on the television revenue and the recruiting war that's going to go on. The Big Ten now is a coast-to-coast conference. The SEC's done locked down the South. Notre Dame, where are you going to go? Now, what will be interesting is if the SEC grabs Notre Dame. I don't think Notre Dame would ever do it, but that would be the most interesting thing you ever saw. Because now they have a flagship in the North, which in turn I think would start chaos. And now Florida State and Clemson would say, okay, we're going to Big Ten. And I don't think that's what they want. I think they want it to where the South is the South and the coast to coast is the Big Ten. Because those are the conferences that's only going to matter.
Hey, can I ask you a question? What's the next topic?
you need to get your college football game up, bro.
Big G, the live chat going to sleep, man.
They ain't going to sleep.
We talking about Florida State transfer conference. He says, speaking of Travis, I hope we draft him in the fourth round. Talking about the Steelers. But I don't want Travis. I want Joe Milton.
You can get Joe Milton in the sixth or the seventh.
I want Joe Milton as that third quarterback. Who you want?
Really, to be honest?
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler.
I like Spencer Rattler. If we're going forward with Rust, I think that's a match. I think they do some of the same things. But if we're going with Justin Fields, I want one of them big machines with a gun.
I want Justin Fields to play 52% of the snaps this season.
Of course you do. Because it goes from a sixth to a fourth.
So
the fleecing ain't as bad as it was.
Yes, I would prefer there was some Vaseline versus what we got presently going on. Yes, you are correct, G.
Yeah, Jeremiah Yoder called him Notre Lane. Homie, that better not be here. That's gonna make him feel some kind of way.
But like I said, it's all television ratings, man. That's all it's about. It's all television ratings.
That's all that matters. Yeah, actually, I mean, you know, the streaming dollars too. So it's not necessarily just ratings. The streaming wars are starting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, listen, y'all. We got a topic about baseball, man.
Yeah, here we go.
Bro, big time game, man. They play big time. Did they play one or how many games did they play, bro? The Dodgers and
they played two and they split, I think.
Two and split, right?
Yeah.
That was a kickoff like you've never, not a kickoff, but first pitch, whatever they call it in baseball, like you've never seen before. The revenue that was drawn and made off of that game was just unbelievable. And my question to you guys is, what is your early returns with that game being played the way it was played, with the showcase that it was? And will Major League Baseball ever pass the NFL in the United States as far as the number one?
Never. No, man. Come on, man. They ain't been past them in 30 years.
I'm just saying.
It was a time when baseball used – man, it used to be Monday night baseball in the summers, man.
Sure did.
Like, that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But sure did. The biggest story, man, coming out that game is Ohtani and the gambling scandal, man.
I know.
The Dodgers won one, the Padres won one. Now let's talk about Ohtani.
That's why I brought it up first, because I didn't want to just throw that man Ohtani under the bus.
It's not under the bus. He might have. I mean, some people think he might have threw his interpreter under the bus. So I mean,
or his interpreter is his boy and gonna take the rap for him and come out and get made whole, get a couple of them things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bro, the deal was, is they saying that the dude was betting all kind of big bread. And I don't know about that, you know.
He got two $500,000 wire transfers with a shady bookie. Mm-hmm. And he signed the wire transfer. Or he can say that, oh, my interpreter, my dude, he forged my signature. And that guy going to go to jail. And then Ohtani will have to break him off when he get out. But what is baseball MLB gonna do with Ohtani? And we know what they doing to Pete Rose still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you gotta suspend if it's him. You gotta suspend him. That's just me. Go ahead, Pay.
I think they have him on camera doing one of those wire transfers. So the forge argument is not gonna go far with that one, but. The thing with this is, you know, gambling is legal in 40 states, right?
Yeah.
And we all know that that where it's not legal, we know how to get around that. Like, hey, you send some money to somebody, hey, you place this bet for me. Guess what? Right. In California, that is a felony.
Ooh.
So ooh. I mean Shohei Ohtani and what he brings to the MLB game, he's real big business. I would doubt they let any of this like besmirch him. It's from an MLB standpoint. He's the face of baseball. He is box office. That is why that game is being played over there in Japan.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's a legal aspect to this, so. MLB can say, you know what, he's innocent all he wants, but we'll see what happens from the district attorney's office. We'll see what they got to say.
Do you think they suspend him, man, at all? Do y'all really believe they suspend him?
He would have to get suspended.
If he catches a charge, you got to. It'd probably be something like 10 games.
Yeah, it won't be nothing major.
What if they find out he was betting on his own team? If they find out he was betting on his own team,
then one of two things gonna happen. One of two things will happen. You know what they are?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
They gonna suspend him, ban him from the league if he's betting on his own team, mm-hmm. or they're gonna let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
You're gonna have
one of two things.
You're gonna have to do that second thing. You're gonna have to.
They're gonna have to.
Well, Pete should have been in anyway, you know, but that's just
I agree, but I'm saying so the hypocrisy will come to an end. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you don't do it to Ohtani, then you gotta let Charlie hustle in that hall, man.
Yeah.
And I don't know, baseball, what did they get? They don't get gold coats. What did they get?
I seen the little emblem they be wearing on their jacket, man. It's like an overcoat thing. I seen the little emblem that they wear. It's like
they don't all have thing. The same jacket. It's not like a Hall of Fame jacket.
It's like a little pin thing. I seen a little pin thing that they wear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or but they get a jacket.
Yeah, but they I think this Ohtani thing is bigger than what a lot of people really want to talk about. I really do. And I think the national media swept it under the rug because I saw it and it was like breaking news and all whatever else. And then like, it just went away. So I'm like, okay, so maybe the agent's going to fall on the sword with this, but dude, $1 million. Come on, bro.
I thought it was like 5 million that tipped it off. It was some great reporting from the LA Times on this story. It was really, really concise. I'm like, yo, yeah, this is going to be big. This is going to snowball.
Yeah. I think they're just waiting for them to get back in the States.
That's what I was going to say. It is going to snowball when they get back over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you got and you got all the LA media and everybody when he's playing out there at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, they said it was $4.5 million to pay. Thomas Edel said $4.5 million.
Definitely a distraction.
Is what he bet?
Yeah, 4.5 is what he collected.
They must have found more because I was reading the stories and listening early yesterday. Today is Friday evening. This is Thursday morning. It was two wire transfers of 500,000. So I don't know, but if he's right, it probably has went up there.
Yeah, this story is going to be huge. But
that ain't no money to show. Hey, man, you got 750 in the cooker.
Facts.
Yeah, it's no money, but you know, you can't.
The fact is that he did it. The fact is that he did it, and there's a guy named Pete Rose that's not in the hall for betting way less money. That's the fact of it. That's the whole fact of the matter. Pete should have been in the hall.
Either you ban the best perceived player that everybody's saying since Babe Ruth, or you let the all-time hits leader in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
One of two things gotta happen.
Pay, you are a numbers guy, you are a money guy, you are a betting guy. So which way do you see it? Where would you go if you had to bet? Would they let Rose in, or are they gonna put Ohtani out of the league for a little while?
Oh, they'll put him out the league for a little while.
Ooh.
But Pete Rose got banned for life, so they still got to do something.
True. Ooh. True. If he is found to be guilty on something that of this magnitude.
You just said they saw him sign the wire transfer. I hadn't seen that, but you said that, right?
I've heard that they did. They do have him signing a wire transfer that they don't know what for, but they have him doing it. So
that's dead to rights, man.
If it comes to light that he is guilty of, you know, gambling when he's not supposed to, and we talked about this. I think we talked about this right before the football season when all those football players are getting popped for gambling. Mm-hmm. If it comes to light that he did this, it is a greater chance that he gets suspended. Not for life, but he will get suspended for something.
Yeah. Yeah. Dennis Pavlock said, free Charlie Hustle from the banishment. Free Charlie. Free him. Free him. He should have been in the hall, bro.
Gene, you on to something. That's where I'm at, Gene. That's where Gene said Pete Rose gets in before Ohtani gets banned.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big facts, man. Big facts. Big facts. All right, fellas. We to the end. Any final thoughts or any final comments before we get out of here? Tate, I'm going to start with you. What you got, bro?
Man, this has been a great, great, great two shows, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt like we got through a lot of stuff. We got a lot of interaction in the live chat. Shea Butter talking about Luke McCaffrey for the Steelers.
Six round.
Man, so I just want to thank everybody in the live chat, man. You guys had to jump in on overtime night. I mean, we used to having to jump in on the first homies, but you know, we got a good bit of y'all came over and came in, and Shea Butter had been waiting since like 20 minutes before that. You know, he was here waiting. So we appreciate everybody, even our haters like Tim and the homie Claude. Acting and
big hate.
Hey, thanks everybody. Jay Steve, thanks, man. In the building, go get that Fat Jacks, bro. Mm-hmm. And finish watching.
Bring me some a slice, cuz. Bring me a slice.
Finish watching some March Madness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So that's all I really got to say, man. You know where to find us during the week, me and Big G with the Triple OG homie Shannon on OT on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. You got myself and Big G and Peyton, homie B Dirty, be back next week on the homies and the homies OT.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, we got the Know It All podcast. Check it out. 6 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun, just like this. Me and Big G give Mod a hard time because he's one of the Cowboy fans I said earlier that I just despise.
Trash. But,
and then, man, I've been slipping on the Cleveland Cavalier. That's rather Cavalier podcast. The Cavs lost last night, and I didn't get a show up. It's hard to get them up sometimes. They're playing right now. I don't know if they're winning or losing, but we'll figure it out. Hey, how's that Shy City bulletin board going, man?
It's beautiful right now, man. We got an episode. No, it's fine. We got an episode.
Big fine.
Plan for after tomorrow's game. So you will catch that on your feeds maybe sometime Sunday and probably for drive time Monday. The Bulls are trying to strike their way up into the play.
Who the Bulls play?
I think they play Toronto tomorrow.
We getting smashed, Big G, by the Timberwolves by 10 with 1 minute left. So we're about to lose. But hey, I heard Lonzo Ball coming back, man.
Yeah. He might make his return next season and play very restrictive minutes after being gone for 3 years. 3 years without Ball for the Balls.
Wow. His shot ain't gonna be off though. He can't shoot no way.
Yeah. Before he got hurt, he was coming around. He was shooting about 39-40% from deep. So I mean, he was getting there. He had a little set shot.
Mm-hmm. Tell all the people where they can find you at, bro.
Man, and before Pay even go, let's check out the Bear Claw podcast. That thing is fun, man. It's fun. Mm-hmm. And if you don't check out the whole podcast, check out the shorts.
Yeah, big facts.
Them is real good too. I love Pay's eye. One of his co-hosts, Tiff, on the show. She's really good. And yeah, so check it out.
Mm-hmm. As you heard the man, smartest man on the show tonight. Check out the Bear Claw podcast. You can find that anywhere. You can't, if you pick up your phone and scroll, the Bear Claw is somewhere in there. We're on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and anywhere you get your podcast fix. That's Spotify, mm-hmm. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Amazon Music, Pandora, and anywhere else. I don't even know. Stitcher, TweetDeck, we're there as well. This week, we had to get all our feels out about the Justin Fields trade. It was an emotional ride. Yeah, Tiff, she's going through it. She's a big Justin Fields supporter. So, yeah, it's a fun ride. We try to have fun over there. Come holler at us.
Tell Tiff we'll take her still a nation anytime she want to come. We got her. We get her a big jersey, a big Fields jersey.
Yeah, she said she's going to support Justin Fields no matter what. I heard her say that.
Yeah, anytime
they also said they think Ryan Poles is a Steelers fan, secret Steelers fan.
He is. He won a job. He won an executive job. Somewhere in the organization. You don't care if you got to be a special assistant. Hey, listen, thanks again for rocking with us on the Homies Overtime podcast on Fans First Sports Network. You can always check out all the podcasts that Tate Boy Fresh and Payday mentioned over the last couple of minutes. And also make sure you check us out next week because we're getting close to where we're going to do a mock draft 1.0 on Fans First Sports Network Homies Overtime. And a mock draft 1.0 on the Homies podcast. It's that time, y'all. We got a few more weeks to go. Pro days will be over with next week. So make sure you come back and check us out on the Homies Overtime and the Homies podcast. Tay Boy Fresh, get us out of here, bro. Holla.
Peace.